For Holach, the shliach went right now. For Holach, v'hevi loy b'shloisha cholak. He only spent three silver dinrin. Kelly, we said this, one gold dinner is worth six dinrei kesef. So he spent half of that dinner kesef, half of the golden coin, which is worth three silver coins. He spent three silver coins to buy the coat, the suit, over shlosha talus with the other three, the other half, he bought a talus for the balabayas. So again, the Tanakhama holds shneim molu, both of them are over the yisamila. The suit that you bought for the balabos, that's the shlichus, so the balabos is mol. But the other chatzit, he spent to buy a talus, he had no right to do that, that's called you did it yourself. For that, the shlichus over the yisamila. Again, on this, Rabbi Yudah says, no, Rabbi Yudah Oimer, balabayas loy mol, he doesn't know the balabos is not over the yisamila over here. Because the shlichus did not do a shlichus. Shuaimli says back to listen, cholet godly yisamavakish. I would have wanted to buy me a bigger suit, means a more expensive suit. The avosli kotamara, what you did, you just bought me a small one and a bad one. In other words, I'm not happy what you did, even though you got yourself a good price, a good bargain, but still I would have rather have the better one. See, if it's not called the Dimash Tichas at all, if you'd hold, the Balabos is not over the Yisamila, only the Shriach, the Shriach is the only one that's over the Yisamila. Yeah. The other one says, Shamet Minor, Lakur, for now, Mishnah should have a proof to say, Shamet Minor, from here there should be a proof that, Yeshamet Minor, that Man the Yom Lishlucha, somebody tells the Shliach, his messenger, Zil Zavuli Kur Darya, go buy me a Kur of land. That's a nice bigger piece of land, a piece of land which you could use a Kur of seeds like the plant in it. Usually it's called the base Kur. So I tell you, go buy me a kur worth of land. The Zavuli Kur Yadarya, the Yozal the Shliach went with Zavuli and Lischa, and what he bought from him was half of it. Lischa is half of a kur, that's all he bought. So Locha is, Koni Lakeach, Yishno, it's Chal the Shlichus. And you take a boy, what you got? You get the half, you wanted more, but now that he bought you half, it's also Chal. Rashi is claiming, Hashem and Mastis, and Ton of Eberly Cholik, according to Tanakam at least. The Balabas also over the Yisamila. Why? Because you bought him half what he wanted, that's also called a good sale. So in our Mishnah you have the proof of this halacha here, that the Shliach only bought you half for the karka, half is better, it's like half of what you wanted, it's chal. So Mar says, no. I'll tell you, Amri, I'll tell you, no, no proof. Amri, hocho, hechidami, that's the Kirsten, so it should be, Hoch of Mayaskin, we're talking about over here, Hoch of Mayaskinon, Kugoin, the Isilei Shove Vov, Bisholish. And now Mishnah is talking about that Lemaisa the Shliach bought the golden coins worth of a suit. Just he got it half price. But not the Pshat is he bought a simpler or less value suit. He just got a better price. He got it for half price. So really, even though you only spent three silver coins, but the suit was really worth the golden coin. So that's why the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah, the Shlich is a Schal. But in the case where I would tell you to buy me a Kur's worth of property, and you only buy me half of a Kur, it could be that's not called the sale at all, that's not called what I want you to do, maybe the price to the sale there would not be Chal at all. So for now, Mishnah, you have no proof. Now the Gemara says, if so, aim is safe. It was the safe for the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says like this. Rabbi Yehuda, aim is safe. Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Balabayis lomo. The Balabayis is not over the Yisamila. She yochol emle could say to him back that chola god li Yisamavakish. I would have wanted you to buy me a big suit. Vevesli chola kotem vra. Instead, you bought me a small one and a simple one. That's what he could answer back. So the question is, that's just one of the questions. Yochi, it's like you're really answering, then how does the Sefer say Masefer? As Vim Isa, the Eisel is Shav a dinner, he taka brought him a suit worth the price. Sefer Motzom, how could he say to him, obviously, Kotavra, you brought me a small and bad one. You brought me the same price I asked for. I asked you to buy me a suit worth a dinner's of, and that's what you got me, just I got a half price. But the suit is worth the same thing. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say, you didn't do your shlichus, what's wrong with Rabbi Yehuda then? So we're going to start like this. The Yomalei, I Yoivis Dinner, Kulei Isis Li, Shove Beis Dinrin. That he still has a tiny back. If you would have spent the whole dinner's worth on a suit, I would have got, that's like a four dinners. I would have got much more. So it's still a tiny. Because I gave you the golden coin to buy me a suit. If you would have spent the whole golden coin on the suit, it would have been a much greater suit. So that's also called, you didn't do my shlichus. However, then the suit you would have brought me would have been worth two golden coins. So kids, I lost out. Like negay to a suit worth two, this is called small and dead. So here comes a good home Mishnah. The Gemara says, this is the Svaros, this should be Pshat the Mishnah. The Tony Sefer, it says in the Sefer, will have that the Sefer, turn to Sefer, he says, take out the word Sefer. Yeah. Hokhanam Mistav, the Tony will like this. It says in the Sefer that the Moedra of Yudav Yudav agrees the kidneys by beans, Sheshneim Molo. That if you tell the Shliach to buy you beans, and then he buys them, in the same case in the Mishnah, that both of them are over the Yisamila. In the case of beans, he also agrees. So now, what's the case talking about? You know, the Mishnah says, kidneys per pruto, kidneys per dinner. Because kidneys is the same thing, whether it's worth the dinner, whether it's worth the pruto, it's the exact same thing. So by kidneys here, it's the same thing. So what's the case talking about? Ebias, or dissolving Bishumo, if it's in a place where you sell it, by an estimate, if so, Gabi kidneys nami, there should be a big difference even by kidneys also. The Yoivis seller, Muzulate Fei, if you were to spend the whole money and he gives you estimates, it gives you a much better price. So even by beans also, if I give, let's say, a dollar to buy me a dollar's worth, and you got a dollar's worth for 50 cents, it still should not be my shlichus. Because if you would have spent a dollar, you would have got much, much more. It's an estimate, and every little bit, it gives you much more. So Rapapa Papa says, no, this Tosef is talking about Beduchto de Mazvin Bechini Kini. Here we're talking about they sell it now, each kana for a pruta, like each cup worth for a pruta. There was a certain measurement, this kani. So the Mazvin Kani Kani of the pruta. For every like cupful, it's worth a pruta. To also Sneaker Messiah, there the price is exactly fixed. It's a fixed price. Therefore, you don't gain anything. That if you would have spent the whole pruta, it doesn't make a difference. You would have got two cups. Now you got one cup fill. But this fact, you would have spent two prutas, wouldn't have given you left like four cups. You only would have got two. So then that's not called. Then you did the shlichus of the balabais. It's only over here we're getting a special buy. So the svar is, if you would have spent the whole money, you would have got a tremendous bargain. A tremendous better price. But now that you only spent half the money, you only got half of the bargain. So here the Balabas says, you didn't do what I want you to. But where they only sell it for a dollar for the cup, then whatever it is, you're not going to get any better buy by buying more or less. So then the Balabas is nichus, what you did, then there would be shlichus, then you would agree the Balabas is more. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafkid mois eshel shuchoni. If somebody's mafkid, if you give money to a shechoni, that's a money exchanger. You let him hold on to a bag of money. So it depends. In tsrurim, if you have the bag wrapped up, tied up, then the law is lo yishtamish bem, that the shechoni, the money exchange man, has no right to use it. The thinker, therefore, im hoitzi mol, when the balabos first gave the money to the shechoni, even though it comes out that bag of money belonged to Hegdish, he's not over the yisamila. Because he was not mitzi it, because the shechoni does not have a right to use it. So it's not called like he was mitzi it, meshus. Just later, if the shechoni takes it by himself and uses it, he'll be over the yisamila. In hoitzi mo, if the shechoni takes it and uses it, mitzi it for another meshus, then the shechoni will be over the yisamila. What's going to be your mutarim? Let's say the bag was untied, was opened, then yishtamash bam, then minastam, you mean the shechoni is a money exchanger, that the mafkid tells him, listen, I know you need money at times, so cash, you need this money, you could use it. So I give you a right to use the money, Bekitza. Therefore, the locker is, Befikach im hoitzi leimol, that if the shechoni uses it, he's not over the yisamila. You know why? Because the balabas that gave it was over the yisamila right now. Because when you give it to the shechoni, open money, you know he's going to use that, he has a right to use it, that's called like you're a mole right away. What's going to be if he give you money to be watched? Eitzah balabayis. Go to a regular balabas. Tell him to hold your money. Then the locher is bankach or bankach liyishtamash bem. The balabas is a regular pikodin. You have no right to use it. The think of there from Haitzi. If the balabas goes and spends it, more that the balabas is over the yisamila, not the first one that gave it to you. Because the one that gave it to you, it's not called he was maitzit, because you had, the balabas had the right to use it. Because when the balabas uses it, then he's over the yisamila. What's going to be hachendri? Let's say somebody gives his money to a storekeeper to hold. He's in between, he's not a regular balabas, and he's not a shechoni, he's not a money exchanger. So a storekeeper depends, sometimes he needs the money, sometimes not. So it's not like this. The kachel b'ni kabalabai is different from Meir. Meir holds in the same look like a balabas. That when he gave him the money open and when money closed, he had no right to use it. Therefore the first balabas is not over the yisamila, just when the second one uses it, he's over the yisamila. Rabbi Yudai Menor kishechoni has the same look like a shechoni. And the nice storekeeper also sometimes uses the money. Therefore, if you give him an open bag, it's like you're telling him he could use it. And therefore, the first one is over the yisamila right away. Now, what's going to be Noflo Pruta Shel Hegdish Patar Kisai? You have one Pruta of Hegdish and fell into your wallet. Or Yisham Ras Nakes, you said Pruta the Kistel Hegdish. You said clearly only one dollar bill, one Pruta in your wallet should become Hegdish. So now, Kiva and Shaiti is a Rishayna Moal Divra Rabbi Kiva. And the Kiva Shaita is, as soon as you use the first coin, then we have to be afraid maybe that's the one that's Hegdish. And then we have to bring a Noshim Toli, like twice we said, this is Rabbi Kiva Shaita that he holds, there is an Noshim Toli even by Mila. So therefore we don't know for sure you're over the Yisamila, because maybe the first coin is not the Hegdish Tikka one. But still you have to bring a Korbin, because it's a Suffolk, maybe you're over the Yisamila. However, the Chum Moimrim, they hold there's no Issa Oshim Toli by Mila, and therefore the Chum Moimrim, Ashiyotzi is called a kiss, that you're not over the Issa Mila until you spend all the money. Like then for sure you had out North of Megdish, then you have to bring your carbon. Oh, Moidir of Akiva Chum, if Akiva agrees to Chumim, Biyayim, when somebody says, Pruta min kiss ze Hegdish, somebody says a Pruta from this wallet should be Hegdish, then even though the Kiva agrees, you're not over the Yisamila until you spend all the money. If you just take out one, even here the Kiva would agree that the first one coming out is not the Hegdish Tikka one yet. And then if you're not over the Yisamila, not even a Sofek Yisam, until you spend all of them. And we'll soon see why. Samura says that Kiyosi Radim, when Radimi came, Omri said like this, that Rami Lei Rosh Lakish Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish threw a question to Rabbi Yochanan, that Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sarek, what should be the difference? Why in the Reisha according to Rabbi Kiva? The first one you use is a Safek Issa. So you have to bring a Korban Noshim Toli. So in the safe also, since one coin in this kiss belongs to Hegdish-like, so now the first coin you take out should be a Safek, maybe that's the one to be over the Yisamila. So as Rabbi Kiva in the safe is said, there's no Issa until you use all of them. What should be the difference in the beginning between the Reisha and the safe? All right, turn over to anyone on the other side. Tomorrow says back, Omelet, so Rabbi Yochanan answered back, it's like this. Safe, you know what the safe the Mishnah is talking about? Beyond when he said like this, La yiftor kis zeh min hegdish. That this wallet should not be freed from hegdish, which means to say like, you can't spend all the money and not be over the Yisamila. In other words, as if to say, the last coin that you spend from this wallet, that's the Hegdish Tikka one. That's what he meant to say. The Rashi says, Shloyeh by Hegdish Kolshu, the Chivun the Yomar Hochi, Mashmah Mepruta Achreinu Kama. What he meant to say was, the last Pruta of this kiss, that's the one that should be Hegdish. Elamor says, Ki Yossi Rov, when Rovin came, always said like this, Kisen Ashvarim Romilei. That Rish Lakish drew a question to Rabbi Yechon, asked the Sphira between our Malach and the Lach of Shvorma boxes. The Tanan we learn like this. Hoimer, what's going to be? Hoimer Echod Mishvori Hegdish. One of my axes should become Hegdish. Hoyul Shnaim, if he had this only two Shvorm, two axes, Sagoza Shvorm Hegdish. The better one becomes Hegdish, just the Klal Adam is Makdish Kriya in Yotha. He meant to be Makdish, the more expensive one. But if there be Shavu Bishavu, then you won't be over the Yisamila until you have enough from both of them. So the question is, Rashi said, Taimud Yik Godel, Mishumach Yomad Agodel Hevi Hegdish. The Bank Rabbi Yofa Magdish, but Shneim Shovim, then Orishin Shiyov Liyov Hevi Hegdish. Via my modi of keeping b'seifa the prutach rein hegdish. Like here we see clearly that if you would have been shavu b'shavu, then the first one you use, you are over the yisamila. So why in the seifa of our mishnah this says you're not over the yisamila till you spend all of them? So the answer was amalei of yechni and tzemekin said seifa, the seifa of our mishnah is talking about b'yomer lo yifta kizem in hegdish, that this wallet should not be freed from hegdish, meaning to say the last pruta that comes out, that's the one that should be hegdish. Tot de